Finding properties and flexible sellers. To this day, I'm still excited every time I go out to look at a new property. I mean, from the moment I spot a listing in the classifieds or on the internet to the time I drive through a neighborhood to find an address, I'm really looking forward to the new experience. When it comes to finding properties, the newspaper is your best friend. And by the way, each day you should find yourself with your nose buried in the classifieds. And the internet is an exciting new resource as well. But don't discount people. Like even a pizza delivery guy who travels all over and can keep an eye out for properties for you. And of course, a good realtor who understands your mode of operation and who hopefully has invested in property as well. They can be an invaluable resource. You're looking for motivated sellers and distressed properties, and often the ads can clue you in. Words like must sell and fixer-upper are dead giveaways. But don't discount your scouts. I mean, someone who knows the neighborhood may know that, for example, the Andersons are splitting up and selling their home, or that Mr. Spencer lost his job. Of course, you'll be looking at foreclosures, too, and keep in mind that wealthy property owners can be just as motivated as people who are not so wealthy. The life problems that put someone in a position where they must sell their home happen to people who are affluent as well. The rain falls on the rich and the poor alike. Some of my most profitable transactions have been made with people who are relatively affluent, but who are still very motivated to sell their property because of a job change or an upcoming move. And don't forget, today's inflexible seller can become tomorrow's flexible seller. So don't throw away information on a property that meets your qualifications. You may have made an offer and it was rejected, or you may have suggested seller financing and the seller said no. Leave your card and bide your time, because these things change. Even people's minds change. And if you're making an offer through a broker, be sure to put your address and telephone number in the contract so that the seller can get in touch with you later if they choose. After a month or two, the seller may come around to your way of thinking and give you a call. Remember, when you get in this situation where it's a distressed property and a motivated seller, your mission is not to take advantage. Instead, try for a win-win solution where both of you get what you're looking for. You help the seller out of a spot, and you increase your net worth and your cash flow. When it's all said and done, real estate investing is about a mutually beneficial transaction for the buyer and the seller. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss which types of properties are best for investment, the importance of the situation of the property and the seller, what to look for in investment property, how to locate potential investment properties, and how to locate flexible sellers and help them find you. Let's begin.